not campaign. It's not a campaign. It's not, okay, we're going to do 500, this, whatever. That's not what we're talking about. It's a way of life. It is who you are. You find that you talk about it. You love to talk about it. When you do that, you're interested in the person. You want to know this person. You're not interested in a number. You want to know, you're interested in that person's life. You want to change their life. Why? Because for some reason you feel like God can use you to touch them, right? That's different from, I met five people. Five people? No, it's not about numbers. It's about connecting with God and helping people to connect with God. We have to go beyond the numbers and really connect to the reality of saving a soul. Bring them out from darkness into the light. That's a conviction. A transformation that can change one man, that changes family, that changes a generation in that family. That's a big change. I know for me, and I'm sure for them. So we have to be more interested in them than this. It's not a campaign. It's not guilt-driven. You don't have to be guilt-driven. In other words, I hope as I talk about this, you're not feeling guilty. This is stuff to help you see that it can be done well. Does that make sense? That you're not thinking, oh my goodness. When you have not done something, you repent. And repent does not, if you feel sorry for yourself, that's worldly sorrow. Godly sorrow is, wow, what indignation. All this time I've been feeling all this stuff. I need to do these things differently. Does that make sense? So I'm not trying to drive you to guilt. I'm trying to bring you to a level of healthy connection with God. How to talk about as you go along. You have a place to bring them. You have places to bring people. You can bring them to family group, to church. There will be many other places to bring them to. So it's not guilt driven. It's conviction driven. Love driven by God. Does that make sense? It's not, how will this look like? You're in a bad place if it's how will it look like is a bad place. Get to a place of conviction and loving people. All right? It's not fear driven. Fear driven is, oh, we are a family group, so we've been together how long? Nothing is going on. We start being fearful. That's not where you want to go. Come to God and be motivated by the cross to reach out, to make it happen. Most importantly, connect with God, build family. The rest will take care of itself. But even as God brings people, you have to be open to talking to them. And as God brings people, you have to be open to knowing those people. Does that make sense? A lot of people come here on Sunday. Please reach out to them. Say hello to them. Genuinely know who they are, who invited them. We can get very busy with who we know. Hi, we just talk to the circle. Get out of the circle a little bit and talk to the new people. Does that make sense? So it's not fear-driven. Plan and be open to God's plan. How about that? Sometimes we plan and we're rigid. We're rigid with our plans. And God's trying to change stuff and we feel like, who is this getting in the way? Well, God has run us in the way sometimes. Get open to God's plan. But that can happen if you're not in the Word, because you will not sense it. The only reason you fight God is because you're not connected to God to see what's God trying to do. When you're connected, it's very clear when God is doing something different. You don't fight. You begin to say, wow, it's not a question of being right. It's being righteous, allowing God to lead you in that. So plan and be open to God's plan. Acts 16, 13 to 15. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate to the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. So why were they going out to pray? Is that right? So they were going out to pray, but we sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. That wasn't the plan. The plan was going to pray. But the women then said, okay, why not do that? Don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating for no planning. It's good to plan. But you need to be selfless sometimes when God is doing stuff. Does that make sense? So I'm only saying that sometimes you need to think how best you're going to... They were going out. Let's say you take your family group to the parks, and you're going to take a family group to the park. Maybe you're bringing your children out there. You're going to hang out there for the family group day, do different things. You may reach out to different people. You may pray. You may do different things. But God may just take that and take it to another level. Does that make sense? So be open to what God is doing. Don't be afraid when God opens the doors. take it on and let God see what he's doing. So that's what they were trying to do. One of those listening was a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple clothes from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. So she was somebody that was going to fear God, had reverence for God, a worshiper of God. And you'll meet people like that. How you know, talk to, don't write them off. Talk to them. Get to know these people. Don't put the label on them, religious and all that. Get to know them. You never know what God will do. Does that make sense? Get to know people. Don't label people. He's this, he's that, he's a this. Well, get open to God's plan, because these people, God puts you on the path. God allows you to meet together. It's not by luck. God is planning it out. When she had the members of her household were baptized, she invited us to her home. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. And she persuaded us. So they definitely had a study there, eventually got baptized, and that happened. And we'll talk about the studies another day and how to go about that. But here's what I have to say. If we're going to help someone with the scripture, don't convert them to the church, convert them to God. Amen? Amen. Don't, we sometimes talk way too much about church. Talk about God. Talk about Jesus. Amen. If people fall in love with God, church will take care of itself. And when you go towards church, where did you leave Jesus? All kind of conflict starts arising. Because you're not talking about God. When you fall in love with God, you will know where I need to sit and worship. That'll be a very easy answer. Does that make sense? So, here what you see is that they're selfless. They're really selfless. And that's the challenge I think we face as a church, is they were selfless. How selfless are you? Because we are busy, not because we are bad people, we're just busy. But you have to learn to be selfless to give time to another person, to give time to a person that is trying to know God, to give time to another person that just needs care in the ministry. Because you'll have to give some care. If somebody needs help, you have to give your time. And I know the campus do a great job with that. But as a church, we have to do much more of giving of ourselves. Does that make sense? Not just campus, but singles and everyone giving time of ourselves to help someone, to have a conversation, to pray with them, to visit, not just in a hospital, but to visit at home. Does that make sense? To be authentic, to really connect with people. That's when people can talk what's really going on inside them. And as you pray for one another, healing begins to happen. That's James 5:16. As people talk through things, pray for one another so they can be healed. Amen. You understand that? So that takes time. If you're not selfless, I believe in being organized. I'm a big believer in that. I'm a stickler of time. But I also know when this is important. And people are important. You got to stick with God first and the family of God that is put in your life. So learn to be selfless, to give of yourself. Because you cannot do family group if you're not selfless. If you're only going to do family group when it favors your time, it can't work. Somebody has to sacrifice, deny themselves. If you're only going to do family group because it's on a day you like, it's not going to work. Somebody has to sacrifice. We have to move things around to say, because of God, we're getting together. Does that make sense? So it's all about being selfless, and Jesus did that a lot. So I share this with you today to make sure that we understand how we're trying to build these family groups. Now, with the family group leaders, we'll continue doing the trainings. We're trying to put one once a month, but there'll be a second one in the middle where we meet with the elder and the person in the ministry in that group will work with you in that and work through some issues. But we'll keep training moving forward to make this happen. So, amen. I have 15 minutes for questions. Any questions you have? Any thoughts you're having? Because it's not yet... what time are we supposed to leave again? 8:30, right? Yeah, we got 15 minutes. Any questions? Any reactions? Good ones. Yeah. Okay.
And you have to give your time to people. And spread the word of God.
Yep.
A couple years ago, I felt the Spirit of God come in. A couple years ago, I did feel the Spirit of God come into me. And it changed my life. Forever. I'm not selfish. I speak the word of God. To anybody that will listen, you know, I'm not trying to find a quota. It's just who I am now. And that's what the Spirit really means.
Thank you.
Amen.
Anybody else? Here we go.
Hi, I'm Shakara. I really like that you were talking about how we shouldn't make it about church. Instead of inviting them to church, invite them to God. I think sometimes it's really easy to get caught up in like, oh, come to my church, we're so loving. You know, come because we speak the word of God and whatever. But it's like, in that moment, we have an opportunity to share the word of God instead of just like, oh, come to church. What if that person never comes to church? What if they don't know that God loves them? What if they don't know that they can be forgiven of their sins? Like, there's so much behind just speaking when God is telling you to speak. So I really appreciate you saying that because I think that it really hit home for me. It's really easy just to invite people to church, but it's like, you know, the heart behind it is like, you know, we're inviting them to Jesus. Like, Jesus is the one that sacrificed for all of us. And I think that can make so much of a difference in the world if we stop focusing on that. And, you know, even in the Gospels, Jesus just says to the woman at the well, she's like, well, you know, I worship over here. And Jesus is like, it doesn't matter where you worship if you don't know me. So I think, you know, that was so important. I think that was a key point.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Well, I like what you said about not coming from a position of fear, because I think in my life, that can drive me a lot in my work, you know, with church, and my fear will cause me to do things or not to do things.
Okay.
And so that's something that I want to incorporate more in my life.
Amen.
Just to be authentic.
Got it. Thanks, Peter.
I am enjoying all of what you've been talking about. I mean, for me, it's been like, it's real difficult to go through change. And my daughter and I, we prayed about our family group changes, and we said, you know what? God, wherever you put us, you can use us. And so I think for me, I have been praying with my fellow sisters and just really changing my heart. Because I'm a person about my others. Like my neighborhood, oh my gosh, I can go to every neighbor in my development and have them come to my house. But the people that are in my life here in church, sometimes I feel like I can give more to them. And I think I need to do a better job with that. So I'm excited about my family group. I'm working with my family group leaders and really starting to build a relationship with them. Mm-hmm. And I want to be serving. Amen. And I want to love them the way that I want to be loved, the way Jesus loves us. So this has been a challenge for me, but I can tell you right now that we're in it. And we were going to split between my daughter and I, and we said, nope, this is one family unit, they're going to stay together. So... I mean, I thank you guys. I mean, we couldn't do it without you guys, and I'm just saying thank you.
Thank you.
Tommy.
Yes. You're loud enough not to need this. Come on.
A little loud to my children sometimes. But the thing for me that really got me was the lifestyle and the doctrine. Because I've noticed, I used to walk around my neighborhood all the time, go out all the time. The boys and I would go out. We would go for a walk every night. And we haven't done that in a long time. today I saw one of my neighbors running by, and just hearing you talking about lifestyle and how they'll see you and they'll know you from that. And I've been praying for God to show me, because the word that he gave me this year was purpose. And everything I do, I have to do it with a purpose. No matter how good I might think it is, I still got to make sure that it's for the purpose that it needs to be. And so the other word that's been popping up all over the place is lifestyle. Just in my work, and I'm starting a different lifestyle of healthy eating. And then also with this, with the family groups and just understanding how my lifestyle will affect somebody else. Because I've been praying about that too for God, because we have a lot of people in our lives. And I know we ain't going to be able to convert everybody, but I pray for God to help us to love everybody, but help whichever one he has for the cream to rise to the top. Amen. And so I just feel like if we just live our life and just, for me, just give people my life and let them see who I am and just be open, prayerfully, it'll be something that they want to do and be, because I'm being like Jesus.
So. Amen.
I want to thank you as well for just your teaching, because it is different. It's not preaching. It's really teaching. And it's caused me to really think and meditate a lot more in my quiet times. And I think the word of the week for me is earnestly. And last night I was thinking about Hebrews 11:6. It says, without faith it's impossible to please God. And, you know, it goes on. But it says that those who earnestly seek him. And then I was reading Psalms this morning, and it was right there again. I thought, oh. And I was thinking about, and you know, it's so true. Once you've been in Christ for a while, you do take a lot for granted. And you get off and you get into conversations, and you know, and you're not really making headway. And you wonder, why haven't I really talked about God? And you feel like I'm being friendly, but I'm not talking about God. But you know that you used to do it. And I was thinking back this morning about how when I first became a Christian, I earnestly sought after God. He was drawing me, but I responded by earnestly seeking. And I think, if, you know, you get older, there's different challenges you have in your life, whether it's physical or family or whatever. But you still have to pray to God for him to show you how to earnestly seek him. Because, again, it's not a plan that I make up. It's something that I want him to put on my heart. So, and that's what I desire to see in the family group, is that all of us will earnestly seek God and see what he will do with our group if we do that.
Amen.
That's it.
Mr. Todd Schultz.
Yes, I appreciate the message too. It's really, really great. And the thing that stood out to me the most was you were talking about John 13:34-35. I know that scripture. I've been around for a long time, you know, loving. And I think to myself, well, I've been around a long time. I know how to be giving in the fellowship or loving. But actually, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not. I mean, Jesus had lived it out for them. He had been serving them. He had washed their feet. He had been laying his life down for them. And that's not where I'm at in my love. So it just kind of opened my eyes to, wow, I still have a long, long way to go. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it.
Amen. Amen. I think that's it. Here's what I have to say. If you have any questions or trying to understand, I'm more than willing, or the elders are more than willing, we can talk through that stuff and make sure it really works out well for you. Amen. Overall, is every day has enough trouble of its own. So leave today. Don't worry about 10 years from now. Give your best today. Plan for the week, but leave today. Plan for the year, but leave today. Plan for 10 years, but leave today. You may plan for whatever years you plan for, but leave today, so that we can now make that happen. And if we do it well, it'll pull together. Change takes time, but we have to give our heart first. And then we begin to get traction and everything happens well. So I hope we're going to family groups. If you don't have one, please keep looking for one, and we are willing to find that happen. Come again next week. We'll talk about one another relationships. But this Sunday, remember, we're not going to be here. We'll be at Mount Carmel. So have a good time. We're dismissed.